Channel Radio.
And it's Monday afternoon, it's 12 o'clock, you know what that means? It is Who Cares Wins, your health and well-being show on here on channelradio.co.uk with me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, and of course, the delightful, the wonderful chauffeur today... Slightly my co-host.
Quieter one. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody's well.
Great to have you here, Jan.
Okay.
Great to have you back in the driving seat.
Yes.
Do you like that?
That wheelie around the corner got you worried, though, didn't
it? I was a bit worried, yes. Two wheels around the roundabout. And we're only actually supposed to, we really should be on four. Although I did offer two wheels, Jan, but she declined my lift on my motorbike.
It was the point that she said there was no passenger seat. I thought, no.
So, okay, minor detail. I did think about getting one of those trailers and put Jan in the
Wallace and Gromit. Yeah, no, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Okay, no. So welcome, everyone. Good afternoon. We have a fantastic and interesting guest for you this afternoon, the delightful Liz Armand. Hi, Liz.
Hello, everybody.
Thanks for joining us on this glorious sunny afternoon.
Thank you.
Even though you have had a little mishap on the way here.
I did have a little mishap. Yes.
But thankfully, you're okay.
I'm okay.
Poor little car is a little bit injured.
Yes, it is.
But thankfully, the person that hit you, all insured.
Yes.
Sorted.
It'll get sorted.
Lovely. Yeah. Neck and shoulders okay?
It's all.
Do you want Jan to give you a bit of a massage?
I'll be okay.
Maybe.
I keep making myself.
Okay, outside my comfort zone. Don't know what you're talking about.
So, yes, listener, we are going to be talking with Liz Armand all about her wonderful work because, as you have seen on Twitter, if you follow us on @CaresWins, you'll have seen over the last few days we've been tweeting madly about her and her work in the money area. And the money mindset angel, as she's known as. Do you know, Jan, that you're in the studio with two angels today?
Yes, well, that's what worries me. There's two angels. What does that make me?
Well, you could be.
Stop laughing, Liz.
Maybe you're a head angel.
You're lovely.
Thank you. She says through gritted teeth.
So, a weekend of running the marathon, London Marathon yesterday.
Yeah, I'm so tired.
Jan, you did so well.
I did.
I didn't see on the telly, but
I had my Paula Radcliffe suit on. Did you not see me?
That was it.
That's what it was.
Yeah, bless Paula Radcliffe.
Yes.
Very emotional.
Very.
Yes, if anyone was running in the marathon yesterday that we know about, do let us know. Maybe tweet us @CaresWins. Tell us what how you did, how maybe your timing, what your charity, if you were running for a charity. Of course, we had Caroline Kay, my friend from Cedar Manor up in the Lake District. She was running. I haven't heard yet what her time was.
Okay.
She's probably resting, bless her.
Yes.
But yes, we'll give a shout out later. Her Just Giving website. In fact, I can remember it. justgiving.com/CarolineK65. There you go. Look at that. Are you impressed, Jan?
Is it special 65?
I don't know. No, that's not how old she is.
No. Date of birth 65, not how old 65.
I don't know. Could just be 6 and a 5, just random numbers.
Could
who knows?
Could be.
You never pry into a lady's age, Jan. congratulations on everybody yesterday. I also, on the other side of the coin, I would like to send out my prayers and wishes to all of those affected by the recent events in Nepal and the surrounding areas. Very sad. Mother Nature just definitely work in some strange ways. So yes, our thoughts and prayers to all of those out there. And also, just to highlight to you, I've been tweeting as well and recommending, we talk about charity and running. Don't forget, this Thursday on Channel Radio is another new show coming to you, and it is the Community Show, and it's going to be hosted by Laura Burton-Lawrence. And if you follow the Community_show, that's their Twitter handle. And this week's guest is on Thursday, 10 a.m., the first launch show. So do follow them because they're going to be talking all about charities, charity events, local community work in Kent. And so if you're involved in any of those areas, do get in touch with them and get on the show. And possibly we can liaise with each other because I know that we are huge supporters of all the charities that we have so far been in touch with. So I'm sure there's some collaboration work that we can do there. So let's get into some more detail here, and let's step down to the cold hard cash and let's talk to Liz Armand. Now, Liz, you may have known, listener, Liz was on our show last year and we were talking all about her wonderful work under Insightful Minds, which is still her major website address. So insightfulminds.co.uk. But of course, Liz, you are now, you've changed direction, which is one of the reasons why we have, to have you back in the studio to explore that, because the major change of direction is this money attraction angel that you're now known as, and a lot of your marketing I've seen. So why the change?
Well, the change came about really because I was trying to find what direction I was supposed to be taking, really. I was a bit lost, wasn't sure which way to go, and I had different coaching, therapy with different people as well, trying to work out that. Ultimately, also, I think just after, just before I'd been on the show before, my husband had left me as well, so I had a bit of a downward spiral from that too. So a lot of stuff happening at that time. And so it's made me really look inside and work out what do I really want to do and what am I meant to be doing, really. And it was about stepping up and actually taking on a different role, and actually sharing my skill set that I've got.
Which is full.
Very full. That was part of the problem, actually, because it was so full, I didn't know quite how to shape it up to be helping as many people as possible, which is, my aim is to go global with it. I know what to do.
World domination. We like that.
That's the right show here, Liz, because we do dominate the world, the airwaves, the internet airwaves, because channelradio.co.uk means that Channel Radio has listeners in the USA. We have them as far afield as Australia, Mexico, India. So, yeah. You're already out there, Liz. That's it.
Thank you.
You can now put your feet up and relax.
That's it. No, I'm global. Absolutely. And that's it's really important to me that I heal as many people as possible.
Absolutely.
And, when you talk about the people over in Nepal, been sending healing out there, as have a lot of other Reiki masters.
Yeah, let's hope. In any shape or form, if you just, even sitting yesterday, I just sat there with my little Tibetan singing bowl. And just, just closing my eyes. So if people are like, well, I'm not into Reiki, or I'm not into this, or not, it doesn't matter. Just sit there quietly and just think about those people and just send some loving thoughts and some kind thoughts.
Absolutely.
Because, and whatever you can do, I know there's lots of funds and money pots being opened up for help and support out there. Mainly you are still face-to-face?
I have a range of options, really. It's face-to-face. I also work over Skype.
Cool.
I work over the telephone. It depends on what somebody's wanting to work with me on, really. Mm-hmm. There are only certain things that I can do over telephone or Skype.
Sure.
Because of the nature of what I do.
So can we name a few things that you throw into the bag there?
Well, it depends. Whether it may be somebody coming into business. So it might be a holistic therapist coming into business. So it may be a mentoring role. So they're just mentoring coaches. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I also work with people who've got chronic health issues as well. So it might be fibromyalgia, ME, etc. To me, they're like a healer in disguise. So they need to learn about themselves. So
great.
I would actually work with them using timeline therapy, neurolinguistic programming, therapy.
NLP.
Just
we love the acronyms, don't we, Jan?
Yeah, we do.
No more quizzes, though, please.
No.
I'm really not sure I've heard timeline therapy before.
Oh, that's a new one for
please
you.
Please enlighten me.
Timeline therapy is where in the mind you can go back to the root cause of a particular emotion or a limiting decision, which is actually when you've made a limiting belief, basically. But you can, if you want to, not just stay in this lifetime, you can go into the womb or into during your birth or back in generations or a past life.
Oh.
Most of my clients don't go that far back, but some do. And if they want to go that way, then they can.
Yeah.
And it's about finding, because what's fantastic about it is it's all about learning your lessons.
Mm.
So there may be things which you're not letting go of. So it's not about experiencing events and making somebody sob their heart out. They can in 10 minutes feel better about, for example, emotional anger and just get their learning to come back out of it again. So it's a very, very powerful therapy. I'd recommend it to everybody.
I know I haven't done timeline therapy, but with my future life progression and my past life regression training with Anne Gersh, I know that past life, there's a variety of options that people can do. And one of the things we talk about is peeling off the layers of perhaps something that they won't let go of.
Exactly.
And by doing that, when they then reconnect with today, current time, there's an element of, oh, I feel lighter, I feel different.
Yeah,
and if it just gives them, as you say, that right. more confidence, that boost to,
exactly.
I can now.
I mean, whether they perceive it to be real or not, it doesn't matter.
No.
It's just getting the learnings. And that's part of being attracted to the universe, is getting your lessons in life.
Mm.
So it's a technique to be able to
Talking about that, Liz, I wondered if the universe was trying to tell me something on Saturday.
Oh, right.
As, well, I've broken all three cars. Not that I'm saying, oh, I've got three cars. It's just obviously logistics and things with husband, and he needs certain ailments, so he needs that car. I've still got an old beat up thing that gets me to A to B, and then I've obviously got my Tonka toy. And unfortunately, the Tonka toy, I didn't break it. Honest, I didn't.
That's what she says.
Something went wrong with that, so that's been sorted. Then my old, very old 20-year-old car, unfortunately that's got something wrong, which I've learned today is apparently a spark plug has disintegrated and gone into the engine. And also, I then was on Saturday using husband's car to get to my course, and I'm on the M25 cruising along at 55 miles an hour, and there's a five in there somewhere, and I had this pop-up screen saying suspension fault, maximum speed limit 30 miles an hour please. And long story short, it turns out that I had a huge, basically a flat tire had gone completely.
Wow.
No air left in it at all. So yes, I did wonder. No cars left.
No cars left. I think maybe you're getting the indication to change your car.
Or your cars are joining. In fact, May is walking month.
That could be it. So I'm going to walk from Kent to Edenbridge. Okay. How long is that going to take me?
Ultimately, changing your car changes your whole energy, all aspects of your life. So when you can't change your house, I would always say to somebody, if you're able to change your car, which is what I did in November.
Yeah, I love your little car.
Yes, that's
it's
right.
so cute. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's called Angel.
I love it. It's really cute. I love those Fiats. And the other ones I love, just obviously diverse slightly, but those, I can't remember what they're called, but they are funky little, they've got different coloured roofs to the rest. I think it's a Citroën.
Possibly.
But they look really funky and really cool. Anyway, I move on. We've already had lots of things going on Twitter. Laura Burton Lawrence, thanks so much for the mention about the new community show. She's now listening in to the wonderful Liz Armand.
Ah, hello Laura.
So let's get back on track, Liz. You know what I'm like, off I go. So how to manifest more money?
How to?
You talk about this and I tweeted about it.
Yeah.
So come on, how do I get loads of dosh? Is it a pile of cash in front of me?
Well, it could be cash, it may not be. I mean, at the end of the day, the law of attraction says ask, believe, receive, and you have to take some inspired action
ABC.
To get it. It is an ABC. That's, well, not quite. But the ask the universe. No, ask for what you want.
Yep.
No. Believe it's possible. So if you're setting something that's impossible, so for example, if I thought it was possible to earn £1,000 in a day and I knew that was possible because I've done it, then that's okay. I could receive, provided I took action to be able to do
that. Of course, yeah. Don't sit at home.
But if I was saying, oh, can I win the lottery today? And it's not, you don't really believe that. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, but manifesting more money could be, gaining more time, because abundance comes in all different ways.
Mm.
It can be the fact that we don't notice what we're given for free from people a lot of the time.
That's true.
So, whether it be, a cup of coffee or dinner or, I had a manicure by my sister the other day.
Oh, wow.
Whatever it is.
By the way, Liz.
Thank you. So it's just about paying attention. When you start tracking that, what you receive, actually, you'll realise we've got so much. If you think about, those poor people over in Nepal, what they haven't got to what we have, sometimes we're really ungrateful for what we have. And the whole gratitude comes into manifesting.
Oh, absolutely. I know I talked about that when I got back from India, because it was so, places like that when you just see, and yet they're probably even happier than we are.
Exactly. And that's the whole essence of it, is that you, to be happy, you don't actually have to have the money.
No.
And
in fact, you mentioned something, if I can just interrupt, when you said earlier to me, just before we went on air, that obviously a lot of people, and especially in the role you're doing of being almost, you're talked about being the money expert, and that people are like, so why are you not rocking up in a Mercedes or a Porsche or, sorry, Paul Andrews, dig my grave. But why are you not rocking up in this super sports car? There's again this expectation expectation.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in the mind, you either see money from the ego or from a more spiritual point of view. Ultimately, if you're not in debt, you know, and you work hard and you're able to get what you want to get, you know, it's absolutely fine to have that. I love my car. But actually, it's much more eco-friendly. I don't have road tax for life by driving it. Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I didn't realise that when I bought it. But yeah, that's one of the perks of having a 900cc, apparently. But yeah, I can go just as fast as everybody else and park in smaller spaces, which actually makes me more abundant.
Do you know that's scary? Just said 900cc, that's my bike.
I know. I was waiting for the pennies to drop there.
I just realised that. And that's it. Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, yes. Yeah. Now, the other thing I wanted, just before we go to our first, interestingly, choice of music from Liz today, you mentioned earlier about this whole change in direction, but one of the things that you teased me with when we were chatting on the phone, you said there's also a bit of a hidden message and a reason why I am now doing the work that you're doing. Are you allowed to share that secret?
Yeah, of course. I mean, ultimately, I got quite frustrated working with people around their health. We weren't really looking after their health. So I rebranded it as money, and people are much more interested around their health. Funny that. But I can make people more money, and I do make people more money genuinely. Sure. But actually, I'm working with them around their health, because there is a serious point of view that by 2020, the World Health Organization is showing that depression will be the second biggest disability in the world.
Yes.
Cancer being the second... 1 in 2 people having cancer by that point. And it was very serious. And some of the techniques that I have actually will help people come through that, come up and out of it and not be part of it. And I want to inspire people who have those conditions, but also therapists who maybe don't know that you can make those shifts, those changes, to actually pass that skill set on. So I'm helping a series of business owners who may be also fixing feng shui in a different way, whether they be landscape gardeners or carpet fitter.
Wonderful.
Help people feel good
by
what the services they're offering.
And of course, if you feel better when you're delivering a service or a product, or you're just sitting on an end of a call service, customer service line, you're going to come across the phone, or you're going to come across to that customer slightly differently, aren't you?
That's right. And I mean, I come from the point of view that, you know, I've recovered my health. I was born with a heart complaint I don't have anymore. I've gone through depression. I've gone through chronic pain syndrome, high blood pressure, all sorts of things. And I now have a view that actually I was chronically negative in my mind. As I've reprogrammed myself to be more positive, changed my energy, changed how I'm viewing the world.
Yes.
I actually, you know, have healed myself and moved forward to see, you know, to know which way I'm going.
Absolutely.
And it's passing that message on. You know, I'm not saying I haven't done it without medicine. I have.
No.
But
we never say on this show, do we? I think it's this whole integrated approach.
It is, exactly. It's, you know, medicine, mindset and energy is the winning combination. It's also about educating people about, you know, using different techniques, you know, alongside medicine.
Yeah.
My twin sister's a GP, and I'm not anti-medicine at all.
Great.
That's a powerful combination, isn't it? Yeah, you and your sister.
Yeah, very powerful.
Yeah, definitely.
And actually, there's finances in the family too. So
there's what in the family?
Finances.
Do you know, I heard violence. I was backing off.
No, it's not violence in the family. Okay. No, but my family is made up of teachers, finances or accountants, and medical experts. So it's kind of, I've come from that sort of background, and that's clearly why I'm sharing what I'm sharing.
And of course, your work that you're doing, and we'll come back to that after the break, is your work, the workshops that you're doing on the
that's
money
right.
mindset.
Yeah.
You're obviously, you know, you're attracting actually financial services, people, advisors,
that's right.
mortgage. So actually, that, you know, again, it's going hand in hand. So
because
it's fantastic.
I can't do it by myself to actually help. Heal as many people as possible out there. So the
fantastic.
More people who work with me.
Well, she looks marvellous, as hopefully you've seen on Twitter, because we've posted a few photos already of the wonderful looking Liz here. Dead jealous of her shoes at the moment. So let's have a little music, and we're going to have a little bop in the studio with Price Tag. I like your choice, Liz.
Thank you.
Price Tag by Jessie J.
Shades on your eyes. dragons, I'm leaving to Mars. Yeah, we leaving across.
I trust you'll do your rap dance for the moment to this song. I am. Put a price on the life. We do this for the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall, never. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gonna keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sing. It's not about the money.
Channel Radio.
And it's Who Cares Wins. You are tuned in to this afternoon with me, Angela Bryer Stevenson. Of course, the delectable, wonderful chauffeur of the day, Jan Mulligan.
It's my new job title, folks.
And of course, our wonderful guest, Liz Armand. So that was Price Tag by Jessie J. Fantastic lyrics there about it's not, you know, it's not about the money. It's you know, are you worth it? It's you know, about the, you know, the world. We've had some wonderful Twitter activity, haven't we, Jan?
We have indeed. We have a Neil De Silva who was on in December from Ultimate Wellness. He, Neil, saying, "Quite, Liz is quite right. Your mindset plays a big part of your success in life, as being thankful every day for what you have."
He's also just added another tweet. Did you see, Jan?
No, no.
He says, "Liz, this is to you, Liz. You are coming across relaxed and confident. Well done."
Oh, thank you, Neil.
He said, "You sound really well on the radio."
Oh, there you go.
Obviously, Jan, you and I.
My cold's coming through.
I'm teasing you.
We'll fix that later. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, Neil, for tuning in. That's great. Also, he was on earlier in the year, wasn't he?
December. And we're going through the months because Neil was December, just before Christmas, and Hazel Adley, coach.
Hello, Hazel.
Yeah, was on in January. I missed Hazel, so hello, Hazel.
Oh, lovely lady.
And she's saying her finances are obviously doing okay. She's in contact with Liz because Hazel will be picking up her new car in an hour.
God bless, she's been on the workshop.
Oh, give us a drive-by, Hazel.
Yes.
Come to the studio and drive-by and wave. Oh, I wonder what she's getting. Oh, exciting.
Yes, anyway. We need more information.
So don't forget, I mentioned the community show earlier. Laura Burton Lawrence is listening. If you want to follow Laura, she is at Laura BL Bravo hyphen Lima. Because talking about cars, I might as well carry on. So Liz, we talked about workshops just before there, and I was asking you about the whole money and the money attraction. Yeah. But you do actually offer a charity money mindset workshop,
don't you?
As well as some others. Tell us about those.
Right. I mean, the charity money mindset is an introductory workshop. Cost £10 to come to it. That all goes to charity.
Oh, fab.
And I also donate some money as part of it.
And the particular charities of your choice?
It tends to be the charities that are supporting me to help me publicise it as well.
Oh,
so
great.
That I've approached. So I've had the British Heart Foundation. I've got one at the Wisdom Hospice in the future. I've done Breast Cancer Awareness. I've got MyAware this week. Yeah, so different charities really.
Fantastic.
It's been an animal sanctuary in Whitstable that's allowed me to use their spa.
Wow.
So, because people allow me to use their venues, which is very kind. So we've raised money for Great Ormond Street Hospital as well.
Oh, well done.
It's Priscilla's Pantry in Gravesend. That was a sponsored child to go to Disney.
Do you know Laura's writing all these down? Laura. Good on you, Laura. Go for it.
That's the next 6 months guest sorted.
Marvellous. Anything we can do to help, let us know. So, yes, the charity. So I pay £10 and I come along. Is it the whole day?
It's a three-hour workshop.
3 hours.
Yes, that's right. And they're generally in an afternoon or an evening. Occasionally I do them at the weekend, but generally the the other workshops are held at the weekend.
And the other ones are?
The other ones are You Worth It, which is
I certainly am.
It's where you learn more about how to value yourself, how, you know, it's aimed at people. So if they come from business, and I'll talk to them about, you know, so the valuing yourself within business. But yeah. It depends on who the audience is.
Sure.
I teach people how to meditate, how to do emotional freedom techniques, how to actually overcome beliefs. So if they're having a bad day, actually have a technique to be able to feel better,
to deal with
which
that,
both
yeah.
meditation and the tapping will do.
Mm-hmm. Tapping.
Yes.
Jane Unsworth.
Yeah. Yes. And then the next workshop on is a day workshop, which is the law of attraction.
Yes.
How to manifest
L-O-A.
More money.
That's right. Did you notice yes. that? I'm getting quite so with it on the Twitter language.
Sorry, just for any day now, Angela won't say words.
It'll all be an acronym.
Yeah, sorry, Liz, didn't mean to add your workshop.
The Law of Attraction workshop is a day where you really focus on your finances. You might have already gone through the other workshops or not, it doesn't matter. But we're throwing basically everything at it. There's coaching, there's timeline therapy, there's some bit of hypnosis, meditation,
wow.
everything in that day, just for you to really feel boosted to go, right, I'm going for it. Because people stop themselves all the way through, because the money blocks that we have are actually emotional blocks. So when you start understanding your life, understanding, you know, what path you've been on, you know, and why maybe you're not living in the present, because you're living in the past or in the future.
Yeah.
It's actually shown people how to change.
She pointed at me then. Do you see that?
No,
she did. To the world.
It's a future.
Past
you just happen to be a future.
It's me. It's
so in terms of the workshop, is the workshop an entity of itself in itself that people come to the workshop and then they're let loose on the world, or is it a taster for other things?
What I've done is I've bundled up the three workshops and that have a Money Mindset Academy on Facebook that they can, as well as they get an hour and a half coaching with me.
Right.
So that bundled together. If they want more sessions after that, they can do.
Yeah, cool. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, may we perhaps just throw out to our listeners a bit of a teaser exercise?
Okay. Well, this one is in, there's a free download on my website as well. This comes from. So if you haven't got the pen and paper there, then don't panic. You can go onto my website and download the guide, which has lots more information.
So they need some pen and paper.
They do need
quickly,
pen and paper.
Quickly, listen. Quickly. Run around.
In the next music break.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Then we'll get back to the music break so you get time. So we'll go into a bit more depth about your, because I also know, as well as workshops that you're running, just to remind our listener, those workshops are being held where?
Oh, yeah. The charity Money Mindsets are being run around Kent.
Great.
Because as people give me a venue or there's a particular charity that wants me to help, then but
you'll go.
No, I'll go. But I'm doing sort of 6 hours worth of workshops per month.
Wow.
The Are You Worth It at the moment are based in Coxheath Maidstone. As you know, there's more people wanting it, then I'll spread out. But I'm trying to do them every week, so there's a regular flow. And the Law of Attraction is every month.
Right.
And that's Maidstone.
Maidstone
as
well.
As more people want it, whatever,
it'll
move out.
So we could see you in the USA.
Well, I'll go wherever. If somebody wants me to put, for any of the workshops, they want them to be run within the NHS, for example, or run corporately, all of them can be run in whole different settings, but clearly I need the resource to do so.
I'm now testing my memory. Did you not mention Weston Hanger Castle?
Weston Hanger Castle is the charity Money Mindset I'm going to be doing on the 16th of June. Yes,
brilliant.
And that's the Rich Hart Foundation.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, so
because they
lovely
been,
venue.
I know I've been retweeting about them quite a lot recently.
Oh, absolutely fabulous moment with Sarah Poole. So, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And then something else you're doing is a webinar. So she's so techie, Jan.
Oh, yes.
I am.
More techie than us.
No, Monday.
Monday the
bank holiday.
The bank holiday. 7 o'clock. I thought, well, let's just go for it. Maybe people will be at home. 7 steps to managing your money mindset in your business.
Mm.
So
7 steps to heaven.
Yeah, but even if you haven't got a business, you might be thinking of getting into business, but you'll learn lots from it anyway, because what I'm teaching you is okay for business or out, to be honest. It is all about the money.
How much do they need to pay you?
No, that one is actually
for another freebie.
So bank holiday Monday. It's been a rainy weekend.
No, it hasn't.
And you're thinking, what to do now?
No.
Sign up. Join Liz for her webinar.
Yeah, that's right. That's not going to cost anything. Because it's about sharing, you know, it's very much about giving value to the people who are following me, helping me, etc. It's,
brilliant.
You know, it's not about the money.
And of course, It's free, but the best way to contact you, email you so they can get details sent through.
Yeah, to email me, because it is a new thing for me doing webinars, so I'm just making sure I have everything in place.
Great stuff. So if they email you, and we'll do all contact details towards the end of the show, panic, folks. Yeah. Hopefully you're still listening to us and you aren't still diving somewhere to find some papers and some pens. I noticed that Twitter's going mad. Hazel, bless her, she's replied on two facts. One, do you want to know her car?
Oh, yes.
She's getting a cute red Nissan Micra. She's very excited.
Well done, Hazel.
Thanks for the shout out. So are we going to get a drive-by? I don't want a drive-by. Hello. We'll drive-by wave. Nothing else, thank you. Jan, there's another one.
Hazel's on it today. She's so excited about the car. She can't stop tweeting. She said that's her goal, to take her designer life you love
workshop. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I took a breath at the wrong point there. The workshop is called Design a Life You Love, and she wants to take it to the States.
Yes.
So I think we need a Who Cares Wins roadshow.
Yeah, is anyone definitely out there on a plane?
Yes.
Yeah. We could have Who Cares Wins plane.
Absolutely.
Full up with Hazel, with Neil, with Liz, with Jan.
Ergonomics, another journey begin.
A community show as well.
Yes.
We're there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Richard Branson, are you listening?
Yes.
We could donate a plane.
Oh, lend it. We don't need it permanently.
Okay. Oh, look, Healthy Tips are following us. Hello, Healthy Tips. Fantastic. So, Liz, some amazing work that you're doing, but that's not enough for you, is it? You're also challenging yourself in another direction and writing a book.
I am. That's right. That's right.
Just no stopping this woman. Well, I think it's time to give the music so we can get all the paperwork together and people can come back. We'll do the little exercise after this music break. And then I want to talk about this book.
Grab your paper and pen.
We could have listeners out there who want to write their own book. So it'd be great to hear your story.
Problem.
So, of course, we've had this before, but we can't play it too many times. It's Don't Worry, Be Happy. Are we going to sing along? Yeah. I can't
whistle. In my head, it's perfect.
Shall we hum? Mm-hmm. I'll shut up now.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy. I'm not worried.
Jobsinkent.com.
Channel Radio.
Yes, it is channelradio.co.uk, and you are tuned in this afternoon to Who Cares Wins, your health and well-being show here in the marsh with me, Angela Bryce-Stevenson, Jan Mulligan.
My pen, my paper, I am ready.
Four pairs of glasses.
Only two pairs of glasses. I should explain, folks. Yes. I recently had a prescription for distance lenses. In the studio here, the Twitter feed screen is beyond arm's length. All your ergonomists out there that are tuning in, you'd be freaked out by this setup. I've tried to change it. It's not been possible. So I'm using
my
distance.
It's fixed, isn't it?
Yes, it's on a fixed pole. So my distance glasses are helping me read the screen, but then of course I can't see what I'm reading and writing. So I've got my readers on as well.
Bless her. We did tweet it last week. If you go in our timeline on Twitter, at Cares Wins, you'll see a wonderful photograph I took last week of Jan.
But it's first spend no money. This solution works for me.
Well,
I'm going with it.
It's like everything we said with Liz Armand in the house, our wonderful guest this afternoon, the money mindset angel. I like that. Money attraction angel. I'm waiting for Hazel Adley to drive by. Neil De Silva, bless him. He's obviously still talking to you, Liz, because he says that he's loving all the choice of music so far on this bright spring day. He's loving the positive energy.
Fantastic.
He's not talking to us, Jen.
No, he's not.
No.
I love teasing you, Neil.
He's laughing. I can hear him laughing.
Listener, have you got pens and paper ready? Because we talked about this little exercise.
That's
you're
right.
Going to give us about money.
I am. Okay. So what you need to do is you just need to write down the words money is.
Money is.
Money is.
How do you spell money?
And then
just
whatever is coming up in your head now about money, just write it down now. So you want to get about 10 statements, all right, of what you say. So,
and if you've got your legs crossed,
make sure you uncross your legs so your energy will flow better, your thoughts will flow better.
Oh, okay. I didn't have my legs crossed, but okay.
Some people will.
If you've ended up gripping your pen very tightly, release your hand. It's not that serious. I've only got one.
Sometimes
I have a block here, Liz. What's happening?
Sometimes when you're under pressure, you can't actually write it down. So yeah. I would say it's something that you do afterwards if you have difficulty. Some people can do it very easily, and we'll get like 20 statements up. Some people will actually, just get, one or two. It depends.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm conscious of our time as well. So I'm sure, listeners, you've probably got a few.
Yeah, depending on what you've got, you need to then look at whether they're a positive statement or a negative statement.
Okay.
So, for example, if you're putting something like money is dirty, money is powerful, I'm not, which is what I used to have, by the way.
Root of all evil?
Money doesn't grow on trees, money is security, all of those are actually sort of a negative. I mean, you have to kind of look at how to reprogram it to be a positive. Money's freedom. Money enables me to do what I want
to
do.
That's good, isn't it?
That's good. So it's just looking at the negatives and actually, reframing them and asking yourself, well, why do I believe that?
Mm.
Because if you're believing something.
Because I put money as security, but I see that as a positive.
Yeah.
Not a negative.
And it's actually not showing fully trust to the universe if you're needing it to be secure. As part of it, so you may be able to bring more to you, Jan, by reframing that on there, because there may be a slight distrust that's going on of the because when you're needing to feel secure, so underneath it there's a negative core belief: I'm not good enough, I'm unsafe, and often it will feed into that particular negative core belief. maybe you've got over most of it, may not be a massive belief for you. But it's actually trusting that it's there always. Clearly, we always have to plan to be able to look at things. Also, one significant problem for people is that if they're not looking at their finances,
the more that you actually
need to actually look at your finances, even if it's a complete mess,
you're
a complete ostrich, by looking at it, you'll actually make more money and be able to change it and shift and do different things.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately, when you do ignore it, it becomes such a bigger thing. That's where people do become depressed, and unfortunately, it becomes the end of the line for some people. So it's about really looking at it in a different way.
Now, one thing as well is, obviously this is very brief, I mean, you would go into depth and more of this exercise, whether it's a workshop or a one-on-one, I know that you coach individuals as well.
That's right, you mentioned earlier
mentoring and coaching. But of course, this is just sort of scratching the surface, isn't it?
There's lots to it.
But we joked in the green room prior to the show, before we went live, and I said about, how to manifest more money, is that something, what do I do? How do I manifest it? Is it a case of like, I wish, I open my eyes and there it is? But interestingly, you were saying that a lot of people sometimes miss sort of the obvious at home. Could be opportunities for making money. I'd like you to share one of those.
We've talked about decluttering, but actually, if any room, if it's cluttered, it's actually blocking your energy. So it's blocking the money flowing. It'll be an emotional block for you. So the more that you declutter, and you might go and sell those items, give them away, recycle them, whatever. You'll actually clear your energy. Also, if there's if you've got broken things, fix them. They'll actually start feeling better because they're actually fixed, or actually take them out of the space, get rid of them. Do your gardening.
Yes.
And actually make it look pretty. It doesn't have to cost an awful lot of money to do it. Often we can think that something's going to cost us a fortune, but actually, it can cost us, £5 or something to do it, or nothing.
And of course,
it is.
As I know, and I'm sure lots of our listeners know, but and you'll be very with me on this, that actually the more that we are letting go of that stress and actually managing being more relaxed and more open, actually the creativity juices will flow.
That's where the meditation comes in, allowing yourself to be creative. I've had to be very creative, having got myself into quite significant problems myself. I'm talking from a place of knowledge about debt.
Me too.
And actually having to come out of it and change it, that it is possible, but you do have to take responsibility for it and use different techniques to be able to
shift
it and change it.
I left London, as people know, I left London, took redundancy, so I had a little bit of security, but that only lasted for a few months while I laid on the couch and watched Jeremy Kyle.
I was grieving
for the loss of my company. But actually, when I did my first year of accounts, I sat down and looked at my balance sheet, said to my accountant, is that effectively my wages, if I was to equate it to an employed job? And he said, oh yes, if you could take or leave it, that's your salary. And it was half what I earned in London. And if somebody had said to you or to me, Angela, leave, come and join our company and we'll pay you half what you're earning, you would look at them and say, that's stupid. But actually it just proved that my quality of life felt better. And yet I had less money.
Absolutely.
And yet I was still eating okay, probably actually eating better. So it's interesting that, as you said at the early in the program, this perception that we have.
It is definitely a perception. You can earn more, and it is also about having the right planning in place for what you're wanting to achieve. If you don't plan, you'll fail, unfortunately.
That's right.
But you do need to be looking at your accounts. You do need to have forecast. If you have anxieties about doing that, which is what I did, I was number blind, I still am a little bit, but I'm being helped to be able to get through that. That's an anxiety, that's something that can be changed.
Can be helped. There's ways.
Exactly.
Isn't there?
And it all goes back in the past. I got a CSE1, but I got a grade F at my O level. I almost failed my BTEC National when I was 17, then I almost failed my degree because of the accounts unit. So there's clearly a pattern in me around maths. And
then that creates a belief.
It's a belief that I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And so whenever anybody asks me something mathematical, I feel like I'm under pressure and then I can't do it.
Yeah.
But if I'm actually relaxed, I'm on my own, I can do it. Exactly.
Yay! And now you're telling everyone else how you've learned to do it, and obviously sharing, which is fantastic. It's, the biggest passion, I think, is a lot of people, it's that sharing from their own experience as well as tools and techniques.
Exactly.
Fantastic. fantastic.
Yeah.
And science and models and all of those wonderful things. But sometimes when you come from your own experience, such as myself as well, it actually can help.
I think so. Because being empathic with somebody, I've been through that. I've been through, you know, a series of bereavements.
We need to share t-shirts, don't we, Liz? How many t-shirts have you got? Now, before we disappear off air, because I'm conscious that we have lots of things still to talk about, and I want to make sure the book. You are writing a book as well as doing all this marvellous work. Yeah. Why a book, Jan? Why did she decide? Do you know, Jan?
She's got too many hours to fill and it's just not happening. So she thought, I'll write a book in that 10 minutes I've got spare at the end of the day.
It happened like that,
didn't it? No, I have to say, I'm on a book writing course, and after doing the first day of it, I literally on Easter Sunday just started writing it and had probably about 4,000 words within a week. Of it, but I had written some of it from the planning for my workshops where things have come from.
Yeah.
And I write notes, so I've brought things in from blogs, etc.
So what's it about?
So it's called Are You Worth It? A spiritual guide to manifesting. I've got it wrong now.
She's just changed the title.
The title's always the hardest thing to come up with.
Are You Worth It? A spiritual guide to managing your money mindset.
Oh.
So it has a series of different techniques in it that I've used to help me manage my money mindset.
Great.
It's about, it's designed to be able to be given to anybody who's maybe struggling with their money. So it's a low cost, it'll be a low cost option when somebody thinks, well, I haven't got anything, I can't go on anything, which often I'll come up against people who say, what they want to work with me, but they haven't got the money.
Yeah.
And it's not for me to convince because I don't want them to go into more debt.
Mm.
So it's a way of giving a cost effective option for somebody to do that. And because I'm working with, as the healer really, with health professionals, practitioners, it's really working with them to say, this is a book that I'd like you to all go through, but then passing it on to your clients. Sharing it.
Great. Because, that's the other avenue that you have, and that's when we, I think, first understood and met you at the Wellbeing Symposium last year.
That's right.
When you said about you're also this healer's healer approach, which, yes, I'm very passionate about, that so many people in a healing capacity, therapist, massage therapist, any level,
but
any
also
area.
In the NHS, doctors,
counsellors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they're not necessarily looking after themselves.
They're not, and they're actually getting sicker, and it's really worrying me, the fact of how they're not looking after themselves. Some techniques are outdated, but why they're doing certain things, but they're so busy caring about everybody else, they're getting so it's about empowering those professionals, because we need those professionals. If we've got this, well, we need them anyway, but if there is this predicted crisis in the future, we need them to be in the right place, to pass on the right skills
and the right frame of mind.
Right frame of mind, exactly, actually move it forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm with you, and we definitely need that plane, Richard, so that we can
get out
of the world. I could just see who cares wins plane flying.
He has got a mentoring program. So maybe he's a mentoring program.
Just come and see it, Jan.
I can.
WCW on the table.
Can I be co-pilot?
I want to be the woman that's, here's the exits.
I'll just be the first class.
That's the money mindset.
Why can't I go?
Don't know.
Okay, listener, don't forget, you can still, we've got about 10 minutes, a few things we'll need to get through, but if you want to contact us or ask a question to Liz on any of the information you've heard, at Cares Wins is probably the best way and the quickest way to ask a question or to say hi or to tell us about your new car, perhaps, that you're getting. You can also email us, which is studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. You can also post a comment on our Facebook page, Who Cares Wins Radio Show. We also do have a LinkedIn group. Remember, LinkedIn, we have a group called Who Cares Wins Radio Show, and we post all of our guests in there. So if you want to post under that guest, and again, post comments or questions for the guest, they can pick them up there as well. So whichever social media platform you choose or prefer, they're out there. Of course, you can ring us. We can have a laugh on the telephone for the last few minutes on 01 303 874 998. So Liz, let's just clarify, the most important aspect is to how we can get hold of you. What's all your contact arenas?
Okay, so my website is insightfulminds.co.uk.
brilliant.
And from there, that's where you can get the money download, but also there's a hypnosis download as well.
Brilliant.
Liz Armand on Facebook. So join me as a friend. That's what I use it for. So please do join me as a friend. Also, if you join me as a friend there, I can put you into the, or you can join yourself, into the Money Mindset Academy, where I share hints and tips for business owners around money mindset.
And that's on Facebook again. Yes.
Twitter is Liz Almond, as is LinkedIn.
Brilliant. Well. Brilliant, brilliant. So, I mean, the key area, remember, folks, is insightfulminds.co.uk.
That's right. You find everything there. And if there's any questions after today, then please just email me, liz@insightfulminds.co.uk.
Fantastic, Liz. Oh, it's just been an absolute pleasure. As I say, thank I could you. Do another hour. And Neil has actually, he's with us all the way, Neil. he's just put another great show, How Fast That Hour Goes When You Are Engrossed and Having Fun. Well done, Liz Almond. Angela and Jan.
Thank you, Neil.
Oh,
thanks, Neil.
I'm just feeling the hug coming through the waves there, Neil. Thank you so much. Fantastic. All of you that are tweeting and retweeting, and all of you in the week when you retweet us and you like us and you favourite, it's fantastic. I would like more followers because, of course, I posted yesterday, I can't follow any more people because I've hit a 2,000 mark. And apparently, I haven't got 2,000 followers, so I can't do anything more.
The bureaucracy of Twitter. Who'd have thought?
So if you know anyone, tell them Who Cares Wins or At Cares Wins.
Follow us so we can follow you and others.
We'd love to be able to connect. So contact details done. A couple of things I want to mention. I know, Jan, that we've got some awareness things as well to shout about.
We have.
I mentioned last week Katia Andrews, who has launched her new studio, her yoga studio in Birchington in Kent. It's a wonderful private yoga studio that she uses for her own classes. And she is running a wonderful day retreat. She's calling it Day-Long Summer Yin and Yang Yoga Retreat. Come along. It's on the Saturday, the 11th of July, from 9:30 until 5:30 at her studio in Birchington in Kent. The best place to go and find any information about it is all the W's. yogatreestudio.co.uk, and you'll find she has an events/workshops section, and you'll see that this workshop is then listed as the first one that comes up. There is a day arrival, there's chanting, there's yang yoga, there's then lovely refreshments, there's then an introduction to Ayurveda, which is the long tradition of the wonderful healthy eating aspect. We then have a lovely lunch and juice and a vegetarian lunch homemade. So I think Katia is going to be very busy. We also have yoga nidra, which is like a yogic sleep, a very deep relaxation to recharge all those wonderful cells. And then another lovely chant and tea and cake before we depart at 5:30. So, of course, naturally, I'm going.
<There's> cake.
So, yes, if you contact Katia on contact@yogatreestudio.co.uk or visit her website or ring her 07809 694 161. Of course, don't forget, I have mentioned the community show and charities. Don't forget Paul Andrews and his charity for the Zumbathon, where he's raising money. He's going to do Zumba, Jan. Can you imagine that?
That's freaking my brain out thinking of that.
Well, he's posing all sorts of things about what he's going to wear, but it's for two fantastic charities, one of which we have on our homepage on whocareswinsradio.co.uk, which is Herb's Palsy, and of course the other charity, fantastic, is the Kent Deaf Children's Society. So two great charities that he is raising money for. So if you haven't sponsored him, why not? Go find it. I've put it on our timeline on Facebook, so there are no excuses. Jan, we've got some awareness days as well, some interesting
stuff. I'm hoping that so far, halfway through the day, you're all health, safetied and neat and tidy in your work, in your home.
Decluttered.
Because it is Safety and Health at Work Day.
It is.
It's national world.
National. See? Domination. See?
Domination. So it's creating a world for safety and health at work today to promote and prevent occupational accidents and diseases globally. So we'll post a link to that. So that's today. So if you've survived until lunchtime, we want you to survive until the end of the day.
Just to point out, Hazel Hadley's just posted in Twitter there. I can do a Twitter list of everyone that I want to follow, but I can't follow right now. She's organised.
Yeah.
So you like that. Thanks, Hazel. Marvellous tip.
I like Clara's Drastic to Fantastic, Clara Gibson, who was on last week, saying, great show, always enjoyable.
Oh, thanks,
Clara. I've got one here as well. Maria Salvador, great show, Liz. Really enjoyed listening and being reminded of all the things you taught me at the workshop.
Oh, fantastic. Yay. Oh, is she following us?
I don't know. I'll have
She's
to
following
check.
You?
She should be following us. This week is Multiple Sclerosis Week. MS Awareness Week. So we had the wonderful Mary Daly on in our first year to raise monies for the local Canterbury Centre. So it's to raise awareness, raise funds, visit the website. It's mssociety.org.uk.
And something weird and wacky, because that's me, I picked up somehow on the internet, but tomorrow, the 28th, tomorrow's the 28th,
it is
International Astronomy Day. So if you're into stargazing... Because I've got some great apps on my phone. You can look at the sky with your phone and it tells you what the stars are and the moons and what the planets. It's marvellous. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention is May, which we're soon going into, is Stroke Month. So if you go to stroke.org.uk, it's all about being purple. So you can, according to their website, you can bake it, you can plant it, or you can wear it to show your support for Stroke Month, the month of May.
And, of course, it's National Walking Month. If you walk too fast, you might turn purple. So we don't want that. They are separate entities, folks. And the National Walking Month, follow www.livingstreets.org.uk. Lots of good information there. Walking routes, so you can leave the car at home. She's thinking, folks.
I'm just looking at Twitter. Sorry, it's just going mad, which is marvellous to see. There's so many screens to look at in here. The other thing I wanted to just shout about, remember, we are not here next week because it's bank holiday. We trust that you will be out there enjoying this spring sunshine. If it's a little bit chilly, it's not miserable. Just wear a jumper. And, of course, think of me because I'm going to be crawling the Whitstable 10K.
Is that Sunday or Monday?
It is on the bank holiday
Monday. It's on the bank holiday Monday.
So if you want to laugh and you want to have some well-being laughter in your life, come along to Whitstable, to the prom, and near the sailing club, and you'll see this bright purple lady doing the Whitstable 10K. So it's a great event. If you want to just to get down there and get some seaside air, it's a great excuse. I don't know if you can, you might still be able to get in and run if you want, or jog, Jan.
And of course, there's Lizzie's webinar workshop.
So it's all happening on that marvellous day. And also Neil De Silva of Ultimate, remember the number 8, Wellness, he says May Day run to Hastings next Monday.
Ooh.
Ah, I think he means motorbikes.
I think he does.
It's a long way to run.
Yes, absolutely, Neil. I used to do that. Oh, gone are those days at the moment. My leather's shrunk.
I didn't know whether I could mention that or not. You've done that.
So the following week is the 11th of May, and we're going to be back in the studio with a guest. Do you remember Jo Royale, the Effortless Meditation? She's in the studio because she's doing her event on Saturday, the 9th of May at Whitstable Wellness Centre. So if you want to learn about effortless meditation, Jo Royale is coming down with her bus and she'll be there. And then she's joining us on the studio on Monday. So do join us then. In the meantime, thank you so much, Liz, for coming and just sharing a little bits and scratching the surface of what you do. Fantastic. Please, if you haven't been on one of her workshops, then I'm going to send the boys round. You must go.
Let's see
I think that's it for us. We've got to go. But let's play out with Money, Money, Money. It had to be, didn't it?
It did indeed. Have a good week, everybody.
Have a great week.
Have a great back holiday weekend.
Take care. I should have been in Mamma Mia.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. There never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball.
Money, money, money. Must be funny in a